5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Have you ever lied about your job? Why? What did you say that you did? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Raven, listen to this. Olivia, one of my girlfriends from college, she texted me last night. She had been dating this guy. She told me about him. Mm-hmm. Only a couple days, but she met him on Match.com. Everything seemed fine. Seemed like a nice, normal guy. Said he worked in corporate finance, but was kind of vague about it. And then I guess after a couple dates, he told her this past weekend that like that wasn't really true, that he just worked. He worked at like a retail store, which, not for nothing, she doesn't care. But why did you say that? You know, why would you lie about that to begin with?
Well, you know, finance sounds a little bit impressive. Most people don't actually know what you're talking about when you say it, too, on top of it. So maybe he thought he could float that one for a while. People lie about jobs, you know, all sorts of reasons. Obviously, that one, he was trying to land a lady.
Wait a minute. You've lied about your job before?
Oh, yeah, but more like for fun, right? Because, I mean, a lot of people would think that I have, like, a fun job. But, like, if I crashed a Christmas party one time, my wife and I, we were at a theater show. And upstairs in the theater, they have elaborate ballrooms and stuff. So there's a big party going on in there. So we crashed it in there, went in there. And I may have told people I was from accounting also. And we were referencing people from HR and so forth. It took about 30, 40 minutes before anybody caught on, mm-hmm. and we exited stage left. By the way, we were the hit of the party with the band.
Oh, good.
Because we told them what we were doing in the hallway, and they loved it.
Yeah, so you were basically lying about your job, saying that you worked at the company that was there. You crashed a party and said you worked there.
Yeah, we crashed a party and said we worked at that place.
That was like the time my husband and I wanted to crash a prom. But I don't think anybody would pass us off.
Just
as
say
high
your parents.
School seniors.
Say your parents. You're your chaperones, right? And people are like, whose parents are those?
We're Kelly Kapowski's parents. Yeah. And they'd be like, Kelly Kapowski? That sounds familiar.
Why are those parents aggressively making out like it's a John Hughes movie or something?
And shoving rolls from the buffet in their pocketbooks. How strange. What are these parents doing here? We really wanted to, but we didn't have the guts to do it. I always do the opposite where, like, I downplay our job.
Sure.
Because I don't want people to ask me for things. So they'll be like, do you have
free?
Any say over, you know, this? And I'm like, no, nothing. I don't have any say whatsoever. Here, you can email my boss. Here's the number.
That is true. You do give the boss's email out
all the time.
Yeah.
Takes the pressure off of me.
The first question, obviously, in radio is, who cool have you met, right? And who have you interviewed and who have you hung out with?
We should lie about that.
Right. Well, who would you say?
Oh, definitely. I'm interviewing Prince Harry and Meghan Markle next week.
Yeah.
Right. We got second bid to Oprah.
They traded the questions with you. We were actually the people that they worked with on the questions before Oprah showed up, right? They were like, well, we've got these samples, but we really could use your help.
Do you ever lie about your job? What did you say that you did? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. My girlfriend Olivia went on 4 dates with a guy before he admitted that he had lied about what he does for a living.
I mean, when you're trying to impress somebody to get ahead, but you know that sooner or later, right? That's going to come due. They're going to find out.
Who lies about their job? Have you ever lied about your job? What did you lie about? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
I lied at a party. We had a Christmas party at a restaurant. It was a larger Christmas party going on. Mm-hmm. My buddies and I crashed a larger Christmas party, and they actually were giving out awards. So they called this name for an award. I went up on stage and tried to accept the award.
Classic.
I wasn't even part of that party. And one of my neighbor's kids, who happened to be 21, was in the audience, worked for the company, started laughing and cheering my name. And I heard my name cheered out, and everybody kind of figured out that I really wasn't with the company, and I really shouldn't accept the award. And I kind of, like, got escorted off the stage.
But where was the guy that won the award?
Right.
Like,
he was
just standing in the back being like, what? What's happening right now?
I don't know. I basically beat him to the stage, so he didn't really have a chance to get up there.
That's hilarious. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. When did you lie about your job?
Well, I was the manager of a GameStop for a year after college, and there's, you know, of course, nothing wrong with working at GameStop, but I was also living in my mom's house at the time. So the two of those put together, I felt like painted a bad picture when talking to girls.
Right.
You know, like living with my mom, working at GameStop. So I used to just say that I was in person-to-person sales.
What does that even mean, person-to-person sales?
I mean, that sounds like you're a telemarketer. That's even worse in my book, but...
Yeah. I mean, P2P.
I want you to meet my parents. Nope, you don't. No, you don't. And we'll just wait a while before that happens.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you lie about your job?
Child actor is my favorite lie to tell. I just tell people, like, oh, yeah, like, I was a child actor. And you just name shows from the 90s. And, like, no one checks, you know? So I'm like, yeah, I did an episode of Saved by the Bell. And, like, I was in a few Family Matters and, like, went on a date with Urkel once.
Wow.
It's just, like, the perfect conversation starter.
You gotta watch yourself
nobody
with Urkel. All right. I mean, he only played nice out front. We all know that he's hard and angry.
Is he?
Yes!
Oh.
Julia White, that dude is super angry.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's still angry.
Okay.
He's, like, ripped, that guy. He's like, he looks like Terry Crews with his shirt off. He's crazy.
Wow. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. When did you lie about your job?
You know, I was on a date once, and I told her that I was a veterinarian because she loved animals. Mm. It got pretty serious, so I had to come clean. And her reaction was better than I thought it would be. She was flattered that I was trying to impress her. We're married now. So, yeah, that's how that went.
Wow. I don't know if I found out that a guy lied to me. But what's your real job?
I'm a hedge fund manager.
Okay. So I guess the money's there.
Right.
What's the difference?
Right. I mean, he doesn't have a lab coat, but he does have a bank account.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
That's good. We'll let him in.
Although maybe I'm lying about that.
Maybe. I mean, who knows? I don't know if I'd marry that guy. It's shady.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that lie you told about your job?
Anytime I go to a wedding and I don't know anyone, I'm always making up a ridiculous job. I told my husband's cousin one time that I was a writer for all the Disney Junior shows.
That's good, because who would lie about that?
Right.
I always say I'm one of the Spice Girls, and they're like, which one? And I'm like, well, I guess Mel B. And then they're like, okay. Like, it doesn't work out as well.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. When did you lie about your job?
So my friends and I have this thing that we do that anytime we get into an elevator when we're on vacation at a hotel, we start talking like we're all in a band together and we're playing in town. So we're like, hey, man, so what time's the rehearsal? I think it's like 5 o'clock. Doors are open at 8, though. I'm going to need some time to dressing room no matter what.
I mean, that's a way to pick up girls.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Is that
I
what
mean,
you're
come
doing?
On. Yeah. It took you that long to figure that
maybe
out?
A little bit.
Yeah. I was like, oh, what band are you in? Oh, where are you playing?
Oh, my God.
Ah.